What if there was a way to know if too much nitrogen is applied 1 year to your corn crop or not enough the next before the application is ever made? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. Cornell University Professor of Soil Science Harold Von Ess says by utilizing adaptive nitrogen management, they can account for the many factors that influence how much nitrogen a corn crop will actually need.
We're trying to account for the many factors that influence how much nitrogen a corn crop might need. For example, the soil type, how much organic matter is in the soil, the yield potential, but also especially the weather factor. So whether you get a lot of rain or not in parts of the season, that actually greatly influences how much nitrogen the crop needs.
So how do we know how much nitrogen we need to use?
Estimating the right rate is actually really difficult, because it varies from field to field and also from year to year with any field. What we're trying to do is have a better system to estimate how much is needed, and so that we can predict the years when you need only 100 and the other years when you need more. And so if you, what that requires is taking account for these weather factors and all that, because it's very difficult to estimate which years you need more, which years you need less. And a typical farmer will try to manage that risk best by maybe applying a little bit of extra fertilizer just to make sure that they have enough.
Von Ess created AdaptIn, an online tool to help farmers effectively implement adaptive nitrogen management strategies.
The AdaptIn tool, it's a computational tool. So it includes a simulation model that simulates the processes in the soil and the crop. And another key component is a new high-resolution weather information. So on a 3x3 mile grid, we will have information on precipitation and temperature, maximum, minimum temperature. And so we incorporate the weather information together with information about the soil and the crop and management practices to basically generate a better recommendation for the corn crop. And so that reduces this potential for risk for the farmer, and so it allows them to be more precise in terms of the amount of nitrogen that they need.
Trials have been done in Iowa and Minnesota, but Von Ess says this year they're moving into parts of Indiana and soon hopes to have trials in Wisconsin and Illinois. The application is available for use free of charge on both iPhone and Android. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.